read that. That wasn't the particular gospel reading for the day. Not that it really matters, right? Because the majority of us don't know what the gospel reading for the day is. So, but it's all good. I wanted to read that because, especially this Luke's version of that, Matthew has the same thing, full of the Holy Spirit. And Mark, it said he was impelled by the Spirit, led by the Spirit right into the wilderness after the Holy Spirit descended on him. First thing, bam, the Holy Spirit leads him. And I myself grew up just having read this several times. You're always thinking that these is at the end of the 40 days that Satan came to him and did these three things, you know, turn the stone to bread. And so we think that that was the temptation. But it says in here, it also says in Mark, that he, for 40 days he was being tempted by the devil. And it said when the devil had finished every temptation, like everyone in the book, he left him till an opportune time. So he was filled with the Spirit, led by the Spirit into the wilderness to pick a fight with the devil, was tempted with every single temptation men are tempted with for 40 days. And then the devil leaves him. Okay? Very important, and that's an important revelation for us in our daily walks with the Lord. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, just a couple places. Therefore, since the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise also partook of flesh and blood, that through death he might render powerless him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and might free those who, through the fear of death, were subject to slavery all their lives. For assuredly, he does not give help to angels, but he gives help to the descendants of Abraham. That word gives help literally means he takes hold of you. He doesn't take hold of angels, no need to, but he does take hold of you. That's an aggressive word that he takes hold of you. Okay? Therefore, he had to be made like his brethren in all things. And that word was that he freely did that. He obligated himself to do that, to be made like us in all things, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the things pertaining to God, to make the satisfaction for the sins of the people. Okay, and we know that. We talk about that at Christ the King all the time. We know that Jesus laid aside everything as God, right? Lived as man, showing man how to live full of the Holy Spirit. Okay, so Jehovah's Witness will come to you and ask you how God dies on the cross. You can say God didn't die on the cross, because he didn't. Jesus did, as a man. Laying aside everything as God, he died on the cross. That's just a side issue. They like to say that to you. Okay, so you can come back with them and say, well, he didn't really. All right. Verse 18. For since he himself, going back to this, was tempted in that which he has suffered, he is able to come to the aid of those who are tempted. All right? And that word aid means he runs to those who are tempted. It's really the Greek word to run to. Right? He runs to those who are tempted. And the word able here is a word where we get our word dynamite from. He's powerful. And he runs to with dynamite power when we're being tempted. Okay? Because he allowed himself to partake of flesh and blood, and he allowed himself to be tempted with every temptation that the devil and his demonic angels could throw at him. Every single one. That was in chapter 2 of Hebrews. This is in chapter 4. Therefore, since we have such this great high priest who passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession or our confession. We do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses. Right? The word sympathize is to be affected with the same feeling and to have fellow feeling for it. Right? understanding that Jesus felt the temptations, right? He felt them down to his soul, right? He not only heard them, he felt them. He allowed himself to feel in our weakness what we feel, just in order that he could sympathize with us, okay? Important word, right? Because, you know, sometimes if you can't sympathize with what somebody's going through, it's easy to say, just suck it up, you know? Right? We use that term a lot in our Tuesday night Bible, you know, suck it up, buttercup. But Jesus doesn't approach things like that, you know? There are times he will tell us to suck it up. I understand that. But he sympathizes because he felt it. So he sympathizes with my weakness. Because he became, the bishop said this before he read it, and I had to ponder it for a while, he was the weakest man that ever lived. Meaning that he refused to do anything in his own power. He did everything. Everything he saw the Father doing, he did. He only did what he heard. Remember he said that? He refused to do anything apart from God, apart from the Father. Okay? So he sympathizes with my weakness. He doesn't condemn my weakness. He understands it. He sympathizes with it. So sometimes when we're getting tempted, and when I mean tempted, that covers everything. I'm talking about every anger, you know, rebellion, you name it. Anything you can think of that you're tempted, I'm tempted with, he allowed himself to not only to be tempted, but to feel it. And that's really important that we get that, okay? In the midst of this weakness. We know what weakness is. I can do. I got a definition down here, but I'm not going to read it because weakness is weakness, right? But one who has been tempted, sympathize with our weakness, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin, and he never gave into it. Okay? Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace. Okay? That word draw near, y'all have heard me say this before, is the word Greek, you should come. Right? You ever tell that somebody, you should come. That's what he's saying. You should draw near. He's just saying, you should come. Because of this fact, here's what you should do. You should come. You should come with this confidence to the throne of grace. Okay? Your confidence is that he is a faithful high priest. Your confidence is that he understands and knows what you're struggling with. Your confidence is he's telling you, you should come. Draw near with confidence, with this thing being assured, so that you can receive, that means actively take hold of, grab a hold of, you should receive mercy and find grace to help in your time of need. In that time of need, I wrote something down here, and I can't read it. I told y'all that the other day. I always write stuff down, and I can't read it. But it's just timely. And here's the other word. I finally read it. Strategy. It's your strategy. It's God's strategy for you to battle the enemy. Because when we think of receiving mercy, you know, God washes us in mercy, not getting what we deserve. That's part of it. But remember grace, and our definition of grace is not only God's affection, but his ability. The grace of God is his ability now imparted to you, the same ability that he used to defeat the enemy himself. Now he's imparting that to you. That's your strategy. That's how we, in our time of need, fight this. Fear, whatever, right? Anger, all of the things, worry. When I'm tempted to that, what do? I draw near. You should come. Because here's your strategy. I'm going to give you the ability. Okay? You don't have it apart from Him. And it helps to know that in the midst of that, to keep you from getting condemned by the enemy, is to know that he's already felt your temptation. He knows what it's like to be tempted to, you know, especially if you have kids, you know, with anger. If you have kids, you're going to deal with anger, right? That's all it is to it. You're going to have that temptation and even, you know, in our daily lives. Okay? He was tempted with that. So whatever a person comes to me in my office or they sit there in front of me and tell me what they've done or what they're tempted with, I say, cool, Jesus was tempted with the same thing. What? Yeah, he was. Well, this is blah, you know? So? Okay? Whatever arena. Right? Even those hidden things. Right? So it's the same strategy. Come. Let me impart. Take hold of this grace, but also understand that I'm merciful and faithful. I can't tell you, if you start putting that into practice, how it will help you face whatever you're facing. Okay? Because he's not up there disappointed in you and upset. He's faced it already for you. All he's waiting for you is just to come. Hey, you should come. Right? God, I'm really being tempted to do it. You should come. Now, let me impart to you dynamite power. Because I've overcome it. Right? There's only one strategy, and that's it. Right? If you've ever tried to face it apart from that, you know, I would like, I'll tell, you know, everything I've learned from the Lord, usually I've learned through failure. I wish it wasn't that true. I wish it wasn't true, but yeah. Learn a lot of this through trial and error. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.